Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters on Job Israel. That's Pastor Moore, a.k.a. known as Job Israel. yeah, well, welcome to the session, bro. Welcome to the session.
Grace and peace.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
May we to the feast, Jew. There it is.
Amen. Amen. There all praise the Most High God.
That's right. There we are. Yeah. So here we are, man. We want to say, man, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Pastor Moore, a.k.a. known as Job Israel. It's your brother, Keith Hutchinson, scribe, reading the law today. And today we're dealing with the creation. You know, we're still in the first day because a lot of things got done in that first day. What do you mean? in the beginning, that God, that earth, you know, all those things. Time was, you know, created then. So now we're in heaven. What heaven is? Why was it created? Why was heaven created? Why is it here? What's its purpose? The Lord allowed us to deal with that. Now we're dealing with the angels. The angels of heaven. What do you mean? Because they were created from heaven. They were created from heaven. Also known as ministering spirits of flame of fire, which is what the Father allowed us to uncover that heaven is made of. The angels of heaven isn't flesh and blood. They are ministering spirits of flames of fire. They were created from fire. Man, at this point, is flesh and blood. We're not dealing with the creation of man yet. Yet, you know, you got to consider this, man. How many days in the creation? We're still in the first day, and we're dealing with the angels part now. We haven't gotten Adam. This is how far God got this thing around. Are you kidding me? God, will we live? This is story. This is what he wrote from the throne to show us that this is how he did it. And all these fairy tales that we give all these accolades to are nothing but fairy tales. That's all they are. No, there's nobody in heaven because Heaven is on fire. It's raining fire. Keith, did we read that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, was the heavens on fire? The heavens on fire. And then the angels are flying around in heaven. Look, forget about it. No man is in heaven other than God in Christ. That's it. No, we're not there. No, we can't get there. And no, the dead isn't there. And in the law, he said the heaven is made for himself. We read that. And he gave the earth to man as who we are.
Correct.
But the heavens belong to him. So he created, we also found out that what he created heaven from, because where you get the minerals, right? Where you get the minerals to create heaven, right?
Right.
We also found out that heaven was created from himself. He created heaven from himself. This is that thing. You see?
Yes, sir.
Those things belong to God. So now heaven is bringing forth a form of a birth, which would be the angels. Where they come from? What do they look like? What's their jobs? That's, you know, God willing, we live, we can put a really good light on it. God willing. On what their responsibilities are in the creation. Well, that's the whole purpose at this time. Why? Because we're dealing with the angels. You know, we have finished up okay, good. Brother Keith, can you open us the script? And we
yes,
get right in and we go from there.
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. I have read Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the teaching of his words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Brother Joe, you there? Brother Joe?
Apologies. I got this new microphone, and I'm not quite used to it yet. So I had to call back in. Hold up.
You want me to get a scripture now, brother?
Open back up.
All right. Yes, sir. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark
sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he hath established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. I have read Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the teaching of his word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And Father, have mercy on us. Teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. And Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy. Forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. And send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
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 Well, you know we always want to start the set. Genesis chapter.
Genesis 1.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Genesis 1 and let's start at the 1.
Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Amen. So he did a lot in the first day, man. So this is why we're taking our time and going through the first day. Why? Because you don't want to hurry this process, man, because there's a lot going on. And when you take your time like this, you really appreciate the things that he is doing. And then you get a kind of a grasp on everything that's going on around you, because everything is operating through laws first. And you can't achieve, we can't achieve the ultimate glory without the law. Why? Because everything is centered around the law. Everything. How the earth can be flat if everything's centered around the law. That's contrary to just your thinking. So when you're walking in the law, you can do all things. But the law consists of a lot of elements, such as heaven. Now, heaven is giving birth to an element of itself, a reflection of itself, right? So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Let's read that.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen. So now let's go in Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28. In verse 11. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11. We receive the read.
Ezekiel 28 and 11 reads, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord of God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
So thou hast whatever it is, is perfect and beauty." But listen first. He said, he sealeth up the sum. So this is, God is sealing this law upon this being. Now watch this. So as he's talking about this particular being, he's letting us in on how he created this being and all those beings that look like him. So this is
right.
Where we're going to zoom in on. We're not going to zoom on a conversation per se between that being and himself, but what he actually did to bring those kind of beings of themselves from the law into
an
existence. So first he had to give the law that they were going to what? They were going to seal up the sum full of wisdom. That's the law. That's the law. So they are 100% literal.
They know the law.
Bruh, they 100% literal. They have complete understanding of their cerebral. They are 100% conscious. Whereas we aren't 100% conscious. We only need 20% maybe at best. I say 10, depending upon, but they're 100% cerebral. They're 100% conscious. So they were created. He gave the law that they was going to have, their minds is going to be on fire. Period. See that?
Yeah.
Then he also said they're going to be perfect in beauty. Perfect. Flawless, man. Perfect means flawless in beauty. So, but this is even before he was created. So this beauty isn't talking about actually how he's going to appear, but the spirit that he's going to get these beings within themselves. You can't be perfect in beauty and still be not full of wisdom. That will make you perfect in beauty. He's not talking about, even though it's a beauty unto themselves, everything that God created is perfect. You know, even though we may not see it, considering what they look like, you know, one appeared, we'll probably pass out. True.
Agreed.
But he called them perfect. So what we're about to read is that what he see and what he said that these beings is going to be, they're going to be full of wisdom. They're going to sum up the sum. They're going to have understanding. They're going to be able to interpret. They're going to be able to interpret. They're going to seal up the sum. Calculate. Measure. They're going to have deep understanding. They're going to have depth about them, man. They're going to be light consciousness, man. Right? That's what they were created to be. Verse 13 reads,
thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone.
This right here is talking about the devil or Satan. You know, that's his name, devil. It still don't change what he looked like. But his name changed, but the way he looked is another thing.
Agreed.
Never changed. The way he looked never changed. So Pete, don't think that just because his name changed, his appearance changed. It did not. Somehow we kind of reason that that's not the thing. No. Still perfect in beauty.
Yes, he is.
He's still full of wisdom.
Yes, he is.
So don't ever underestimate devils. I ain't going to say the devil because the devil will put it all over you. You got certain anarchies or how you deal with that, but yeah, this is him. But he's talking to him, giving us an insight on how he actually created cherub angels. See? So we're not going to focus in on him. We want to deal with what they made of, right, and made from, because he's also going to tell you where he came from, right? So continue.
Verse 13 reads, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy cover rings. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created.
Stop.
Thou art
so
the
right here he said, now he said this, he said, every precious stone was thy covering. So he is covered in jewels. So this is his appearance. He's covered in jewels. Like, you know, we like the word jewelry. Jewelry looks really good on some people. You know, some people, metals look better on. Some people, you know, stones look better on. You know, everybody ain't in the same, you know, made in the same image. I mean, as men, we all got different portions of this because this has happened. We got this in ourselves. It's just a matter of, like people call that an aura, right? Or your glow, right? So having produced this, right, for him to be created from, you know, so heaven produces all these jewels where he was created for, and gold, right? And then God gave him some pipes, right? So he, you know, music is a hook. It'll make you do things, you know, good or bad. And that's why you got gospel music that can be inspirational, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be listening to some blues and really start feeling negative. Music do things. This is why they you know, people say that he's in the industry and things like that. Well, I'm not in disagreement with that. Seeing that this world is in their powers at this point. So how he's operating is through the industry of music first. Because not everybody's always watching television or anything like that. Music is always such. No matter what it is. To some. So anyway, he said this, prepared in the day that thou was created. So the angels got a date that they were created in. The angels have a date that they were created in. It was created in the first day, whenever that was, because there wasn't a even in the morning yet, so that was way to be anywhere in that time window. We just know they're here before all the other planets. I can say that. In fact, I can say that the planets didn't come until after the Earth. We're going to get into those things. But all these things, man, is all about what he's doing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Continue.
Verse 14 reads, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire."
See that? See that? Walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. See that?
He was there.
So the God of Israel is showing us that heaven is on fire, right? So they're created from fire. From fire. From fire.
And it has stones there. It's got stones there.
Right. The king. Continue.
Verse 15 reads, "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire."
See that the mountains of God is on fire. They were created from that. And he gave them a name, right? He called them a cherub. And they had a job, covering. That was their job, to be a covering. You know, like a man is supposed to be a covering to his wife. You know, a God is supposed to be a covering to us. They're supposed to cover us with wisdom. The total of the sum, our understanding would be perfect in beauty. That's what they were created to do. That's their job. That's the law. I mean, it's things going on here, you know, that we're going to pick up, you know, through, you know, further messages about, you know, cherubs. But right now, they don't exist until the law exists, and that's what we're looking at, their job. What's the law concerning them? Because they can't do us. We can't do them. They're two different beings, but we can coexist with each other. We were bound to be coexisting with each other, good or evil.
Amen. Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. He said, "Oh, covering cherub." He said this. He said, "Now they're gonna have merchandise. They're gonna have merchandise.
Right.
Look at that. They're gonna be willing to trade. You know, they're gonna be willing to trade with. That's their job. They're gonna trade with you. What is this merchandise that they're gonna be coming with? The wisdom of God." Proverbs chapter 8 tell you that the wisdom of God is beyond any jewels or anything on this planet. So their merchandise is the wisdom of God. That's what they're supposed to trade with us. Because we're commissioned to trade with the world the wisdom of God. You see, the same thing. Right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, baby. She okay? Okay. that was, he said, that was perfect in thy way, so, and till thou was created and iniquity was found in thee. So this is the thing. Not only were they perfect in wisdom, they knew right from wrong. You can't total up the Psalms without knowing right from wrong, right?
Right.
You can't total the sum without knowing right from wrong. That is to say, 1 + 1 = 2. That's a sum. Yeah? No.
Yes.
The sum total of 1 + 1 = 2 is the sum total of that thing, that numeral. So they know right from wrong because 1 + 1 don't equal 3.
Right.
So they were given the wisdom of choice too, or else they wouldn't be able to total the sum. Other words, they would just be droids. They'd be just robots. They won't have a conscience. They got they conscious beings. They have wisdom. They're conscious beings. They can count. Or else he wouldn't talk to them in that manner. In the day, well, okay, there it is. In the day, so he already telling us, they already know numerals. They're not a count.
A day means one.
So measurement, time, things like that, these beings with this absolute 100% of their cerebral, yeah, they definitely can total the sum. So let's look at this a little further. And he said, and I'm going to throw thee out of the midst of the stones of fire, right?
Right.
So let's look at that. Let's look at the stones of fire. Because remember now, he was created from that. He brought him out of that, right? So what do you mean? So let's go into Psalms 106. No, Psalms 104. Forgive me. Psalms 104 and verse 1.
Psalms 104 and verse 1 reads, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the water, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire.
There it is. So he created them from the mountain of God, right there. You see that? Right there. That's what he said. They ministering spirits of flame and fire. That's where they come from. It's flame and fires. And their job is to do what? Minister. Serve you. A minister is a servant. To serve us in any capacity that we would need. Because they full of wisdom.
Amen.
And they full of wisdom. So there isn't a capacity that these beings would not be able to minister to us. You know. Now, we as people, you know, some of us that believe in black magic call upon these beings because they understand that they had this ability, so they offer themselves to a being that would take that offering of themselves and grant them their wishes. And that person sell their days to that being. That's what they do. That's the contract, so to say. So they can't do anything. I mean, but this is they minister spirits of flame and fire. That's what they do. They minister. They created to serve. They created to bring forth those things that we need, right? So the thing is that we're going to approach these beings with God. you know, because we're not going to sell ourselves to these beings because that's not their job. Us, not created in this image here. They're created to help us. That's their job. They are ministers. He called them ministers, right? So let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Pick it up at verse. Yes, sir. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 13.
Okay. Hebrews 1 and 13 reads, but to which of the angels said he at any time?
No. That, please forgive me. That's a name. That's a name right there. That's the name of this being. Remember now when we read in Ezekiel, he called him a cherub. This is another identity of them. This is the name of their beings. They're also angels.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Right. Now watch this. Let's make sure that we are talking about the exact same things, right? Let's make sure that we're talking about the exact same thing. If it's the same conversation that we read in Psalms, right? Go right into
right.
Back up to verse 7.
Okay. Hebrews 1 and 7 reads, and of the angels he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
So this is that conversation. So Paul, who wrote this book of Hebrews, said he identified their job too. This is written that this is what they are created to do. They are created to be servants of servants in the creation. You know, whether it be for good or for evil, they are created to be servants.
Agreed.
Now, skip down to 13 again. Let's pick it up at 13. Because that thing, that angel is another identification cause of what and who they are and what they were created for.
Verse 13 reads, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Ain't that something?
Yes.
They're ministering spirits sent forth for them who are what?
Heirs of salvation.
Heirs of salvation. That's their job. That's what they're created to do. Man, he working. This is that thing. Ministering spirits, heirs of, there should be of those heirs of salvation. That's what it is.
Yes.
Let's look at this part here, man. They can't be ministers for them who are heirs of salvation if they weren't perfect in beauty and in wisdom. But remember this, right? They also has pipes, right? So that means they can teach you to sing too. Or give you a song. They can give you a song. Because they got pipes. You know.
Amen.
They can humming. They used to sit there where you're humming the tune just come out of nowhere, just out of the clouds that you ain't never heard before, anything like that, and you like, wow, there it is. You know, they give things like that to the planet. That's their jobs. You see. What do you mean? They, angels, can sing. Right? Part of their jobs. Let's look at that. Let's go into Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Revelation 4:1, we receive a reading.
Revelation 4:1 reads, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Stop.
And he
now it said this. He said, after this, now, it said, after this, behold, a door was open in heaven, right? Because this is the conversation that we're having about heaven, right? And responsibilities and the things that belong to heaven. It ain't about what we know or what we don't know. It's about what he's doing, you know, in the creation with this particular part of the creation, that is heaven. So, we found out that the angels are created from heaven. They got this, you know, the law is they were created from heaven. They were going to be perfect in beauty, and they're going to be super conscious. And they're also going to have music, and they're going to be able to sing, right? So you're here. It says, after this, I look, and behold, a door open in heaven. First voice I heard was as if it was a trumpet. See? Told you I could sing. There it is. The first voice I heard was as a trumpet. That's what they created to do. They're created to do. They're created to sing.
I see it.
You know, some people, man, you know, got beautiful voices, man. I mean, it don't matter where you from, man. The three tenors are balling, man. They doing it, man. Those three tenors can sing. You know, it don't matter what nationality you got. If one of these guys open up the gifts for you and you believe in it, it's a wrap. You can do anything. You can jump half court if you really believe it.
Agreed.
Air Jordan didn't become Air Jordan until he believed. Then he jumped from the free throw line. He leaped from the free throw line, and whatever ministry spirit that God gave him allowed him to to levitate in the air for a few seconds.
Agreed.
That's what they created to do, right? They covering spirits. They are ministry spirits. They minister to your wisdom, which, you know, right? Wisdom was basketball. There it is. Look at this a little further. Now he said, ministry spirit, flame of fire, right, created from the mountain of God, right? Okay, so let's look at the mountain of God. Because remember, now, let's not cancel out the idea that they was covered in all these jewels, right? Let's remember that. They were covered in all these jewels and gold. So they were immaculately, like, what have you seen that look like that? Definitely ain't the golden army. Now, what is this? What have we seen that look like this? That's completely covered in jewels. You see, so they covered in these different arrays of jewels and stones, and they got an orb. Like, when you read this here, you're going to see that he said, I see one that sit upon the throne, right? So I just want to bring this up because you have to realize that when they say, well, you got an aura, and every man have an aura, so to say. Where did it come from? Watch this. Continue.
Verse 2 reads, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was.
That's the one. That's the Father right here. Jesus ain't here. This is the Father. All right? So leave that alone. Christ hasn't gotten here yet for that second throne yet. But he said, well, I saw one sat on the throne. Right? So that's him.
Yes.
This is the Father. This is Father revealing himself to us. Now watch this. Look at his aura.
Verse 2 reads, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone.
Yeah,
and there was a
aura. Father's aura. You see? That's what he looked like. That's that then. His aura is jasper. So let's look up what color that is. Right? What is his?
Yes,
okay, he said, no. His is emerald. Forgive me. His is emerald. Okay, so now you got to remember now. No. Forgive me. It says, and I saw one was looking for like a jasper and a sardine stone. And okay, a jasper and. So he's flipping two. All right, check this out. All right, so let's look up jasper.
Yes, sir.
Opaque, crystal fire, variety of quartz, red, brown, yeah, it's like a blood. It's blood. Wow. It's a yellow or brown or dark green color, usually an ornament of a gemstone, but it says red or brown, or brown or a dark green in color. So this is that. Then it says sardis, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sardine.
So now I'm looking. Huh?
Sardine,
yeah, there it is.
Brother Joe?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm looking for that color.
No, I was wondering if you could look up the word precious, too.
It says, nope, it's not giving up the colors on this one. It's special. Yeah, it's not it. So, it's good, buddy. All right. Well, I'm going to have to dig that one up, please. Or, hey, do yourself a homework theory. You look it up, right? Anyway,
yes.
Let's always keep this in mind. If this stone exists, and it's so this stone exists, and it's the covering of the throne of God, this throne is in its billions. We've never seen none of these stones in that bridge. We dug them up, and we've seen them like, oh, wow, this is really high. You know, a ruby or, like you said, an emerald or a jasper or something like that. You got people spending millions of dollars for these stones, and they all dead. Every last one of them is dead. Even though you can have the most beautiful stone, the biggest of them all, and it's dead. Without the light of God shining through it, we don't know what it looked like. The only way we know what that stone looked like is that God have mercy on us and allow us into his kingdom, telling us that these things do exist. So therefore, that's what they are, right? So let's look at that. Where did he get them from? Let's go into Revelation chapter 21. And pick it up at the one. Now, we're not getting off into the storyline right here, but we are going to point out some bits and pieces, you know, just to get through this, because you got this super planet coming down to a planet, right? You got a piece of a planet coming to another planet. Go figure. Right? 21:1, when you receive it, read.
Revelations 21:1 reads, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea."
There it is. There it is. See that? There it is. It said, "And there were what? No more sea." Yeah, the first heaven, the first earth. You said, "I saw this thing." Where is it? What depends upon water? Flesh and blood. Look, there go the constellations being changed. Remember that we are talking about heaven. So we are talking about those things that belong to heaven. That is to say, the firmament. You know, the constellations right now, what we're looking at isn't the same constellations that were there 5 billion years ago. It was a different constellation. Also a different landmass, but another conversation. The heaven and earth, right?
Yes.
So I can only imagine that if the earth, all the water just washed away from the planet, right? I guess all the water washed away from the planet, what would you find?
Earth.
All of, huh?
Earth.
Well, yeah, we own Earth. Point is, what would we find?
Stones, land.
Yep. Yep.
We're gonna
find all those stones, every last one. Big ones. Truckloads.
I see. Amen. I see it.
The earth is created from heaven. See, like I said, all of us got this our glow, our auras, our glow come from a reflection of this element that's from heaven, which God, you know, what we call it, identify with, is the aura. But all of us have our specific glow because we're created from heaven, which produce the particular elements of light. I can say that. Right. Heaven produces a various kinds of light. There it is. See that? This is that thing. Now, what we found out is that heaven can fly. Who knew? You got a flying planet? Wait a minute, man. This ain't just an airplane. This ain't just a helicopter. This ain't just a ship. This is a planet flying, moving, you know, like a giant meteorite is coming down to the earth to chance this one of that type of deal. under control. Under control. You hear me? Exactly. Let's look at that, right? Let's read a little bit further. Read two. Read two.
Verse 2 reads, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband."
See.
Verse 3 reads, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall..."
Now, skip down to 10.
Verse 10 reads, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God."
See, that's a portion from heaven right there that we read, not the mountain of God. There it is. So he was bringing it, and we already know what it looked like, because he said it's on fire, right? So he took this big, giant city. God knows how big it is, because we ain't talking about, like, you know, well, maybe it's like the size of Chicago. That kind of fire coming down almost sound like if it were a spaceship. That's your best analogy of that. But we're not talking about any mechanical thing. We're talking about a physical landmass that can actually fly. Who knew? Heaven can fly. We're so busy we want to fly around heaven, it can actually fly itself. But no wonder he gave angels wings.
Hmm.
I mean, isn't that a reflection of heaven? Anything that comes from heaven would be able to fly. Because heaven can do what? Fly. It only makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't come from heaven. That's why we can't fly. I mean, we're flying into heaven. We created instruments that we can. But they naturally can soar. That's the law. And that's the law of heaven, that it can soar, that it can fly. So here it is. You see, New Jerusalem coming down, what? Verse 11. Watch this.
"Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal."
See that? That's why I said, and I said once, I said a thousand times, that we haven't seen a jewel until we see this, the light of God coming through it. You see?
Amen.
Until then, that stone to me, it's a dead stone until this happened. To bring that kind of stone to light, you have to be billions of degrees of light itself. You see that?
Yes, sir.
There it is. Case in point. Read on.
Verse 11, "Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel." Verse 13, "On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
So the wall of the city had 12 foundations. So this wall was built in the earth before it was even raised. What I'm saying is, this wall was created of the planet heaven first. 12 foundations. When you pour cement, that's a foundation. Like, you know, when you pour cement for a house or a garage or something like that, you lay in a foundation. He's talking about 12 of them. There it is.
Verse 15 reads, "And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal."
What? Why is it by 12? Why is it 12? Because 12 is 360. It's consistent. I mean, that's a simple analogy, man. Look at your clock. Continue.
Verse 17 reads, "And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel." Verse 18, "And the building of the wall, it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city, pure gold, as it were transparent glass." And I saw...
Amen. So now, we have right here the foundations of the city. You see? This is that thing. That to be considered. You got to be considered that 12 foundations are nothing but jewels. Nothing but jewels and nothing but just jewels. 12 foundations. And that ain't the depth of it. That ain't the depth of heaven. But the wall was 12 foundations deep, and it was this right here from the foundation down. This is just 12 foundations down. That ain't the depth of heaven. What other jewels exist there? The light of it that we never seen. 12 foundations, man. This ain't the center of heaven. Ain't nowhere near it. It's like us digging 12 foundations down, and we still got a whole lot more to go because this is the earth. No, man, you got this here. This is only 12 foundations in heaven, and look what you come up with.
Mm.
No wonder the angels are made out of this. There it is. This is why they made out of those things. This is why you're seeing them different reflections. This is that thing. See that? There it is. Look at this little part. So we see here that they are covered in the spirit. This is cherubs, right? Cherubs, this is this thing. So this is the law that they were going to be covered in these beautiful jewels, and that he said, what else they said? They covered in these jewels. Well, those jewels have to come to light. So let's look at that. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1. And I don't want to get carried off into the jewels and the stones yet. We're still dealing with the law of their consciousness. But when he brought them out of the fire, the midst of the stones of fire, the midst of the stones of fire is doing this. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 3 and 1.
Oh, okay. All right. Genesis 3 and 1 reads, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
There it is. So now, she's seeing the same spirit that he was created in. See? She didn't see no serpent. She didn't see no snake hissing and doing all that like we'd be catching in these animated Stooges films. You kidding me? She saw what we saw. She saw something that was perfect in beauty. That's what she saw. She saw something perfect in beauty. She saw something that was flawless, full of wisdom, total of the sun. She saw that. That's what she thought. It said, it says this, and the woman saw the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. There it is.
Amen. Amen.
Some of us believe that this is a physical food. I don't believe this is a physical food because there's no food in the creation that'll make you smart. None. It can heal you. It might give you some synapses on your brain, you know. You might see your brain tripping or storing off into another atmosphere or something like that, but that's that. But then it go blow your pieces up that you're going to become a genius overnight. There's no fruit in the creation that will make you 100% literal. 100% cerebral, I would say that. No food in the planet that'll make you 100% cerebral. So this is not a physical food. This is a conscious food. This is metaphors, so to say. Because God told us in Hosea, they ate the fruit of lies. Right? So that lets me know they have the power to discern, and also they have the power to choose right and wrong. Right? Let's go to that. Let's look at that. Let's look at Hosea chapter 10. 13, 10 to 13. When you receive it, read.
You're almost there.
Hosea
10 and 13. Yes, sir. There right now. Hosea 10 and 13 reads, ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men.
Stop. So he said, ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies. There it is. So angels have the capacity not only to bring wisdom, they had a capacity to bring wickedness and iniquity and lies. That was written in them too. Other words, he testified of himself. He testified of himself. Why? He said, let's go look at that. Let's go back to that Genesis 3, because he testified of himself that he had this. Genesis chapter 3, yeah, I know I wanted to touch down on that. Right here, Genesis 3 and 5.
Genesis 3 and 5 reads, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Amen. There it is. So you're going to be as gods, knowing what? Good and evil. There it is.
Ooh-wee.
This is that thing. This was this. So he said this. So he's telling them, he's testifying of himself now. He's saying, you're going to be as gods. What he's saying, you're going to know good and evil. So he's telling us that they know good and evil. Right? So they know not only the right things to do, but they know what sin is. Just like us. They're not mindless drones, man. They're not. Even though we all are part of a whole, we all are free spirits. We're not a board. We're not a collective. You know? You're not just a robot that's told to do something, do. You actually think for yourself, imagine, and create. The angels can do the same thing. Or else, how can they imagine and do evil? So they have, and the law is written that they'll be able to do that too, you know, to perform evil. And he just said it out of his mouth, yeah. What this is what he do, so to say. He know. You see, so this is that thing. Indeed. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1, right? Genesis chapter 1, and pick it up at verse 6.
Genesis 1 and 6 reads, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters, which were
1 and 26.
Okay. Sorry about that. One in 26 reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
So the angels in heaven and the angels of the earth don't have dominion over the earth. That's not the law for them. Even though they can manipulate the earth, they don't have the dominion over the earth because that's not theirs. Their dominion is, like we said, is in heaven. That's what they're made from. And he said this. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So we see that there's no angels looking like us, as we've seen, you know, with jewels all over there. We haven't even gotten to the intricacies of what their appearances is. We kind of did with a little bit of the mannerisms and some of their appearances, right? We're going to get further into their appearances next week. But right now we're dealing with the law of their characters, that they can perform things. They can perform good and evil. They minister spirit. They can minister to any delight you will, no matter what it is, man. No matter what it is. It's different. Therefore. Right? That's their job. We need to rethink why we are who we are and what they are so that we can start manipulating more of our own gang, more of our own, more for manifesting more of our own righteousness, because they are here for that. They can deliver. We can deliver. They can create. We can create. But together, we'll be dynamite. Right?
Amen.
It is. Just a little further. Let's go into, because it said, what I mean is dominion, let me say this, heaven is another element, or dominion, or domain, so to say. And earth is another element in domain. The law is that man have power over the earth. That's the law. So angels don't have power over it, even though they can operate. The law is that they would be able to operate between heaven and earth. But the earth domain is of man. And then he said this, let us make man in our image. The difference between an angel and a man is this. Excuse me. Let me move. I think that's in, that'll be Luke, let's see. Let's see, Luke, skip down to, that's not it. That might be Mark, let me see. It's Mark. It's one of these two verses. Mark. Let's see, 16, is it? Bear with me. I have to read this verse because this is the difference between us and them, right? Because this gives them a different type of law and character. This gives a different law and character. Physical law. Luke 24:39. Luke 24:39.
Luke 24:39 reads, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have.
But see, that's the image of God right there, that we have bones. Angels don't have bones. That's the law. They were written without bones. See that? That's the difference between us. He said, let us make man in our image. Well, there it is. We have a skeleton. They don't.
Amen.
So
that, Amen.
That gave me another law that I believe is definitely in effect, that they can shapeshift. Without a skeleton, you could turn into anything. Without a skeleton, you could turn into anything. You could turn into anything.
Serpent.
That's a law, right? So, look, let's leave that there. And then, God willing, we leave, we'll be back here next Saturday dealing with this creation precept. Now we are dealing with those ministering spirits, the flame of fire, the angels, and their responsibility inside of the creation. So with that being said, great job, Brother Hudson. That was a great job reading, and really appreciate you helping with this in the vineyard.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. You did a good job. You did a good job with the teaching of the word of God. And I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for you and all those that are out here listening. You know, we come together, you know, and be the children of God. You know, and I really pray that the light, you know, shines upon us and we can see how we're just as precious as every stone on the surf. So I thought it was a very beautiful lesson, you know, and the fact of the matter that we should be mindful of what is out here in the world. So I just pray to God that God, you know, he protect us with a hedge of angels at time, and they minister unto us that in which is good. His law. So I appreciate it. Grace and peace to the people on here. And hope we all make it through the Passover. And with that, I close.
Amen. I just want to say, man, I thank the Father as well for allowing us to hear those things that belong to him, because they definitely not us, you know. And to be able to go through those things that belong to him, I want to thank him for those things, man, and him even revealing them things to a person, man like myself, like, you know, who am I, you know. believe me, I'm a man definitely judged, but why would he share these things with someone like me if anything like this, like his thing? But that's another conversation. Anyway, maybe just a friend. Maybe, hey. That's what he said he'd do, right? That's what he do. That's what he do with us. Hey, we friends. That's what he is. That's what he do. You know, so he's sharing with us what he said he would do with us. He said, therefore, I call you friends. I no more call you servants. I call you friends, right?
Right. Amen. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, so therefore, that is. So that's why he is doing those things. So, hey, look at this. 11:30. We're going to give it a wrap here. We want to thank everybody for their time, man. We hope we edified you, man, because we don't want to be a waste of anyone's time or anyone's bad life. So this is the thing. We want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify you. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read the Bibles.
Read the Bible. Amen.
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 Shabbat shalom, grace and peace unto the family. Have a blessed Sabbath day.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.